Blog Talk Radio.
Nice. Memory.
Praise the Lord. Amen. This is the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and I have a word for you that's in season. I thank God for what God is doing. And we just need to get closer to Jesus. We need to follow our vocation or our career and keep up with what God is doing and obey Him. Amen. This is nothing to play with, and we can't mess up our lives. I want you to listen to this. Okay? God bless.
Of Calvary.
I love you. You've been so
for me. Uncleanliness, covetousness. Let it not be
one's name among you as becoming saints. When we're saints, we take on a new mind, have a new mindset. We do the things that are God. Amen. The things that are right, the things that are pleasing to Him. Neither filthiness of the flesh, I'm going to put that in there. Nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Sometimes you can get on the phone with some of the saints and they'll talk everything with Jesus. And I'm one that I don't want to hear about your brother's business or your sister business. Now, you can call me and ask me to pray for you, and I pray for you concerning a situation. But I don't want to get off all into the details and stuff like that, because if I say who I say I am, God done already showed me where the sin lies. Then they want you to hurry up and jump and pray when you got to be led by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Got some people that want to stay in their sin and their mess. Got some people that are bound or in captivity by Satan and trying to get loose from that stuff. But we ask the body of Christ got to love them, not point fingers. Pray for them and go on. Don't be sitting up talking about them and trying to resolve it to through our own conversation and counseling, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all of these things, all this that's in heaven, all of these things that God has prepared for us, we'll do it. We got to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. Amen. Praise God. Blessings after blessings. Healing and cleansing and purifying of our bodies and minds and soul. Say, thank you, Jesus. For this ye know, that no homemonger or unclean person, nor covetous man, praise God, who is an idolater, had any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. They got people that go around and say they preachers and teachers, evangelists, and all of them. And I'm just saying those that are not of God, but just trying to gain from us. They teaching us everything, and we are being led astray and then leading our children astray. And this, all this is a part of Satan's way of entrapment, to lead us in captivity so that we can't do the will of God. But we're supposed to be followers of God, just like a baby walking behind his mother or father, and he's following at a pace that he can walk in, but at the same time he's following to the point that father, amen, or that mother know that, yeah, he'd need to catch up, or, you know, I need to go back and get him. And that's the way Jesus did. He came to get us, to deliver us, to save us, to strengthen us so that we can go on and do the things that are of God. God is our Father. There's no other God. The Bible says Satan is the god of this world, so we, you know, we have to listen to what the Bible says, because the Bible cannot lie. And he made himself that through Adam and his selfish ways, because he shouldn't have did what he did, and it causes havoc upon us. But when you meet Christ and you make Jesus our Lord and Savior, then God has complete authority as being your Father. Be ye not therefore partakers with those that are disobedient. For ye were sometime darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. When we come out of darkness, we become that illumination, that light, just like Jesus was and is in us today. So we walk as children of the light. Amen. For the fruit of the Spirit in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. the fruit of the Spirit will prove itself to be acceptable unto the Lord, because they are of righteousness and they are of truth. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit is not going to go out there and do unrighteous acts, because there's no unrighteousness in it. So when we're born again, we have a new mind and doing righteous things, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Every time Satan comes to you with an unrighteous thought or an act that you want to perform, you need to reprove it immediately. You need to resist him. The Bible says if you resist him, he'll flee. Then the Bible says, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever do it make manifest is light. The Bible said when Jesus came into the world, light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not, because his deeds were evil. Darkness was revealed, showing us that what you used to do before you got saved was unrighteous acts, and you can't do them anymore because they're evil. Amen. It says, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. We need to understand that we're living in worse times than Paul then was. People are out there, they are selling young children at the age of 2 and 3. 4, 5, all the way up. Some of them are being abused sexually and never seeing another day, because right after that man get through, or a woman get through abusing him, one thing they do is they kill him. Drugs is on the rampage. Terrorists everywhere. Jobs are so scarce, and people still have to pay high rent. They still have to go through much in order to just survive. And the worldly system does not care. So you face with situations that you might not know how to deal with, but God is there. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. We are in a land that's blessed because of God. America's a blessed nation. But they got other nations out there where the people are literally living like dogs, drinking the same filthy water they use to wash their clothes in or to do other things in, and it's just horrible. But we have a chance through God in America to do the things that God has told us to do. And then in Galatians chapter 5, it say, and starting at 16, it said, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Remember I was telling you about walking. There's a certain pathway that we have to travel down. David speaks about in 23rd chapter Psalms. And in that pathway, on the left side, on the right side, amen, praise God, there are demons of enticement. And they're pulling at you. Come on over here. Let's have a good time. Come on over here. I can show you how to get hold to that money and steal it and nobody know. So you got all different kind of demons that are there to pull you out of the pathway of righteousness. That's why it's better when you're doing things to seek the Lord. Amen. Call upon him and ask him to help you go through these things. for they are so tremendously evil, and it causes you to walk out of the way of righteousness and end up giving your soul away or selling it to the devil, because he's the one, he's the thief that's coming out for the steal, kill, and destroy. He wants your soul. He wants your stuff. He wants your spirit. And what he want to do is, amen, cause you to be in bondage, that you never receive the blessings that God has promised you. You sit up and call a prophet a lie because it didn't happen like it's supposed to happen, but that is something that has occurred, and that's the enemy causing you to lose out. And then the Bible said, for the flesh lusted against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that ye would. You got a war going on the outside and on the inside. The Bible said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So because of this warfare that's going on, this flesh is going to always try to dominate your spirit man, causing you to walk after the things of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Then when you've been corrupted in the spirit, your spirit man got to get right too. So your spirit will begin to war after the things that are literally, let me say it like this, your spirit man begin to lust after the things that are not pleasing in the sight of God. And then it loses its focus. It loses its purpose of what it was created for. So you got to get back in line, because the enemy is after the soulish realm. He's after your stuff, and he's after the flesh. And so he don't care how he get hold to it and deceive you. He'll have your spirit man going berserk because he wants that spirit and that soul to be incarcerated at the end of your life. Amen. But if ye be led of the spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these: adultery. We're not supposed to commit adultery. You're supposed to be married to one person. Marriage is honorable, and the bed is undefiled. Whoremongers, God will judge. Fornication, not supposed to commit fornication. Uncleanliness, God gave laws, and Jesus said, I didn't come to destroy the law, I come to fulfill it. You're not supposed to have a relationship with animals, or you're not supposed to have a relationship with your idols, or whatever you're doing, pornography, or all of that kind of stuff. And we're doing it today. We don't care. We don't care. As long as we can get our whatever on, we'll do it. You go out there and sleep with things. People in foreign countries are sleeping with animals today, and that's all out of sorts. You can't mix seed with lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft. Most of us will run to the witchcraft worker in a minute. Hatred, we hate our own sisters and brothers. Variousness, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkards. Somebody said, well, God didn't say we weren't supposed to drink no beer. I don't see nothing in the Bible where we weren't supposed to drink. That is right there. Paul just said it. Reviling and such like of thee, which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is, this is what we're supposed to be walking in, is love. You got to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and spirit. And love thy neighbor as thyself. Joy, The joy of the Lord is your strength. Peace, Jesus, I give you peace, not as the world give, but as he give unto us. Long suffering. We're going to go through something, but when we've been tried, we should come out as pure gold. Gentleness. We got to know how to be gentle with the saints. Some saints are so rough and so cruel until it's still, you know, it's pitiful. Goodness. We got to know how to be good one toward another and don't look for nothing in return. Faith. Faith is the greatest element that we need, amen, in order to make it with God. You got to have faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Then meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. Ain't no law when you walking in this. Amen. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections of the lust. Of the lust, amen. And that lust that's on the inside of us. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. Everything outside of God and our fellowship and following God is vain, is vanity. It won't mount to nothing, and the end result is hell. Choose ye this day whom you're going to follow, who you're going to serve. Because I'm telling you, who you serve make all the difference in your life. God is good. He's compassionate. He's loving. He's kind. He's long-suffering. He's meek. But he cannot stand sin. He'll forgive you, but he can't stand sin. Amen. Have a wonderful day.